Good morning. Happy Father's Day. I said it earlier, but I'll say it again. Whether you had a bad dad or whether you were a bad dad, there isn't judgment here. There is healing and hope. And I hope and pray to minister to you today, no matter what your situation may have been, through the Word of God, because that's what we need to hear. Amen. We've got a lot of good folks in this church, and I've been here 17 going on 18 years now, and I love you and I'm proud of you. The way we bring people food and the way we drive them around and the way we comfort them and the way we rejoice with those, laugh with those that are laughing, weep with those that are weeping, and see people do the ups and downs and all arounds and marry and bury and baptize and all of these things. But in the midst of all this, our hearts, generally speaking, do not respond well to authority. Even when you're the President of the United States and you are the authority, there's still other voices clamoring as authority, and it's hard to listen to them as children. Even as we become born again, we still brush up against that. And, you know, as parents, I'd like to say that, you know, people ought to listen to your authority even if you don't do it right. But I do want to make an apology for all the children from the parents. Sometimes we just aren't very consistent. And I've been that way as a pastor. You're saying one thing, but you're kind of doing another. Or you do something with one child and you don't do it the other, and then, you know, all these things. And you can always catch someone doing something wrong. And it would seem like we catch you doing something wrong. And we don't explain ourselves very well sometimes. But let me say this, if you got to know everything, you'll never do anything. And I know that it's hard to hear, do as I say, not as I do, or do it because I say so. But sometimes you got to say that because that's the way that it is. And sometimes God allows it even to be that way so that you learn to get in order, not so you don't think for yourself, but so that you realize there are larger purposes than your particular whiny this moment. Or not. But that's the thing. In the midst of all this, you did this wrong. I'm expecting this of you. This won't happen. If you got a lot of that, or if you got the good stuff and all that, hey, you grow up and you become the parent or the grandparent or further than that, or you become the head of a company or you're the boss or whatever it is. People need to hear the voice of authority. Give them approval. Everybody in this place needs to hear that, no matter how old you are. Everybody that's watching online, everybody that's listening later in some fashion. Children need to hear that. I think of my granddaughter Vera, and I had said, I'm so proud of you. She had done something. She goes, you're proud of me? And that look on her face and that need met. And I think of, you know, my daughter, and going through a lot of stuff, and I say, I am proud of you. You've done so well. And then to hear somebody in a different fashion going through stuff, and they say, you're doing such a great job with the things that you have. With all that you've been handed on your plate, you're doing a terrific job. Or grandparents, they need to hear it. People who are alone need to hear it. Those who've suffered loss need to hear it. No matter what your age or your level of authority, even if everybody else is under your authority, listen. You still need to hear that approving voice. Can you hear me now? Abraham needed to hear it. You're just going to go off in the middle of nowhere. But God approved. He said, you're going to be the father of a great nation. And through your line, all the earth will be blessed. Moses needed to hear it. He went from the penthouse to the outhouse. But God said, you will deliver my people from bondage and lead them to the promised land. King David needed to hear it. Everybody else thought he was too little to be the king. He couldn't do it. But God had prepared him. He killed that bear. He killed that lion. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? And there were still people. He had to be anointed twice, and all these things happened, and mistakes and everything. But God told him that through your line will come the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the king who will never be removed from the throne. John the Baptist needed to hear it. I mean, he lived eating locusts and honey and wearing animal skins for clothing, and he was considered a wild man. And his own cousin was going to be the Messiah. And you will prepare the way, and he knew it, I will prepare the way of the Lord. And Jesus said, do you think this man is nothing? I'll tell you, he's the greatest man who has ever lived. And in his humanity, Jesus himself needed to hear it. And we needed to hear God the Father give his approval to God the Son. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And you think, yes, but that's not me. Yes, but you are in Christ. And he does approve of you. You need to hear God the Father's approval and blessing upon your life. And so I'm going to do just that. I'm going to give you God's word about you, about how God loves and cares and validates and approves and blesses you. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. We'll refer to this. We're going to refer to lots of verses. We have a PDF that we can send you if you didn't get the notes up here, or we can do that later if you're listening online at any time. There should be a PDF button there. Because we're going to refer to God's names and all kinds of verses, and we do not have time to do all that. But I'll go ahead and read verses 22 through 27 again. Then I'll pray. And then you may be seated after we pray. And then I'm going to bless you from the Word of God. It is my privilege to do so. I love you. And I approve of what God is doing in this church so greatly. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. Heavenly Father, you are the Creator, the Most High, the Everlasting, and the Strong One who sees. You are my God, and you are the Lord Almighty. I am humbled to be your representative in pronouncing your blessing. My desire is to honor you, and I ask you to help me minister this blessing in such a way that these people will know how loved they are by you and also by me. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So I'm going to bless you in the name of Yahweh. You find that in Genesis 2:4. By speaking of who he has revealed himself to be, by using some of the names that he identifies himself with. And then I'm going to put his name upon you, like it says here, and the blessing of Aaron in Numbers 6, 22 through 27. As Jesus is our great high priest, and as no one can come to the Father except through him, only a Christian can claim these blessings. And Christians already have these blessings in Christ. But it's good to hear that. A father doesn't want to get so caught up. He says, I know my children love me. They need to hear it. One of my grandchildren was dancing here, and I really felt like the Spirit was moving her, the way that she did it. And when they said glory, the way she went down and spread her hands and all that, and people might say, well, that's, you know, silly or whatever. That's just a child or whatever. But it reminded me of another child who I'm looking at right now, when she was also five, that used to do the same sorts of things. And I have just enough room in my theology for people to dance when they feel led. And she looked over, And you know what I said? I love you. Everybody else is trying to push her back like she, you know, got out of line or whatever. Well, it's okay. In the midst of that, what do they need to hear? I love you. That's what we need to hear. When you're 15 and 16 years old, yes, you say, you're not going out of the house wearing that. And I was thinking of just that. I really was. I really was. You're Miss America, but don't worry. People will know. But they also need to hear, but I love you. And I do understand. And let's work on this together. God has blessed you. And I want to bless you. And he's blessed me with this church and these people and the people that would listen to this at any time. And it's my pleasure and privilege as a pastor to pronounce these blessings upon you. And I pray that you'll have faith in what God says to his children. We speak these blessings knowing that, as 1 John 5, 14 and 15 says, this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, and he'll hear us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. I am now not foretelling, I am forthtelling what God has already said about his children and about how they are blessed. You say, well, this, a lot of what I'll say is old covenant. Yes, but we are now in the new covenant, and in Christ, those old covenant blessings of spirituality are repeated in the New Testament, so we'll match some of those up so that you can hear them. There'll be some familiar verses, but maybe they'll hit you in some surprising ways. And that's what I want to do. I was thinking about this and trying to meet with God and say, Lord, what from your huge banquet table should I take and feed the people with today? And it was as if he said, bless them. Hear the will of God for you, Christian. God wants you to see his smile. God wants you to see his smile. So receive the blessing. Again, there's lots of verses here that I'll be referring to. You can get a copy of this, but I'm just going to go through it. Hear this. Receive this. Know this is God's will for you. And take it into your life. I bless you in the name of Yahweh Jireh. The Lord will provide, that he will provide you with all you need to fulfill his purposes for your life, blessing you with the satisfaction of a spiritual family and fruitful service for his kingdom, and that all grace would abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. I bless you in the name of Yahweh Rapha, the Lord, our healer, that he will bring strength and maintain the health of your body, mind, and soul, and bring healing to your relationships with forgiveness and reconciliation, and that you will experience the truth that even when your outer self is wasting away, your inner self is being renewed day by day. I bless you in the name of Yahweh Nisi, the Lord our banner, that he will cause you to know deliverance, safety, and victory in him. And that you will always remember how he brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light, knowing that his banner over you is love, so that all of the tests of life, in all of them, you'll be able to rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. I bless you in the name of Yahweh, Makashadem, Deshem, the Lord your sanctifier, that he will set you apart to do his will, and that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. I bless you in the name of Yahweh Shalom. The Lord is peace. That he will comfort you in the midst of sorrow and turmoil. And that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, so that you will be in perfect peace because you trust in him. I bless you in the name of Yahweh Rohi, the Lord my shepherd, that he will guide you, guard you, and gift you through the journey of your life, whatever the case may be, wherever it may take you, so that when your time has come, he'll gather you up, bringing you safely home to dwell with him in his house forever. I bless you in the name of Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, which means the Lord of armies, that he will encamp around you when his enemies try and harm, trap, and terrorize you, and that you will not be afraid even if many thousands of people have set themselves against you all around, knowing that those who are with us are more than those who are with them, and that greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. I bless you in the name of Yahweh Sidkenu, the Lord our righteousness, that his righteousness will prevail in your life, that you would depend on Christ as your Savior, knowing that God made him to be sin who knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteousness of God, and trusting that justice will come from him, even in the midst of injustice against you. I bless you in the name of Yahweh Shema, the Lord who is present, that his presence will so surround you that you will never doubt his care for you, and that you would know his presence in your prayers, your worship, and even in your hard times, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And again, Numbers 6, 24 through 27. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. When it says lift up his countenance, it means smile. Smile on your heart. You did something, and it doesn't seem like you did as good as you could, or you're not sure if it's good enough, and you're wondering what's going to happen, and there's that smile of approval that you see. Just when you think you're at your lowest, just when you got the most doubt in your heart, just when you look around trying to find someone who cares, someone who loves, someone who connects, something that matters, and God himself smiles on you. What would that be like? It'd be like right now. It's a prayer. But he says, I will bless them. Sometimes we're looking for the wrong voice. Sometimes we're looking at the wrong face. Sometimes we have the wrong lens in our eyes. Sometimes we have the sort of a poison in our heart. Sometimes we've cleansed out the old and garnished and fitted it up, and yet nothing else occupies that. And so something worse comes along. But what if you're trying to fill that house and God is there doing the moving for you? And he smiles. We've got this. Again, God blesses you by keeping you unto him who is able to keep you from falling, right? It means he's going to do it. Not, well, he's able to, but not for me. No, no. It's telling you of what he does. He makes his face shine upon you, which gives you grace. He's looking at you. He sees you. He knows what you need. He's given you mercy, and he's giving you grace. And to see his hand out there, outstretched, saying, take and eat. Are you doing it right now? Eat is good word. Be fed on the promises of who he is. And be blessed by who he is. Because ultimately that will guide what he does. Again, he blesses you by keeping you. His face shines upon you, which gives you grace. And he smiles on your heart with his approval. And that brings you peace. My grandson got his learner's permit the other day. But you still have to go to the DMV and do your hearing and eye test and all that. Now imagine if the person comes around the corner and has a big frown. What would you expect? Well, you didn't pass this. You didn't do this. But what if they come around the corner and they have something in their hand and it's your picture and it's that, and then they, right? They give that approval. And it lifts you up and helps you to know you've passed the test. God needs you to see Him smile on you and say, come on, come on, you can do it, you can do it, you can walk, you can talk, you can go potty by yourself, whatever it may be. That's a good illustration, folks, because that's what it is. We get our poop all over the place until we can learn to potty on that toilet. I'm mentioning all my children just about today, and the one says, I go pee-pee and poo-poo. I get two gummies. And here we are in a sermon illustration. But folks, are we going to ignore all the stuff like that of life? Are we going to see it through the lens of God? And we can see in our children and in our parents and in our situations that we've done good, that we've done bad, that God is trying to bring us into order, and it is always about who He is. That's why this blessing is so potent. Because He says, this is how you will put My name upon them. And God has put His name upon you, and that name is Jesus Christ. And He has stamped Himself on you, the seal of the Holy Spirit. He's claimed you. He has bought you with a price. You're not your own. You're His vessel. You're His seed. And He gives you, as the source, seed to spread out that approval, that love, that trying to help people get in order so they can see the beauty of that. He puts His name on you and says, I will bless you. I've mentioned them all so far, so we have one that's going to be 14 this year. And I'm going to describe something that's not going to happen, but as if. And she's going away for a few weeks, and then she'll come back after camp and after the going away. And then, you know, she already knows this. We got a new bed and fixing up her room and all that. And then she comes home and says, did you have a good time? Yeah, I had a good time. And this, you ready to get ready for school and all these other things? Yeah, yeah. And I give her this big smile. I say, hey, come out back. I got something to show you. And it's a car. Right? Say, I love you. I want you to have this. Let's go for a ride. Right? God has this peace, this provision, right? This presence, this sanctification. All of these things that we mentioned are in Him, and He wants to bless you with them, and He actually has. Sometimes you just need to see Him smile on you so that you will accept the fact that you're accepted. Ha-ha! Have you accepted the fact that you're accepted? Have you approved of the fact that you're approved? Do you validate the idea that you've been validated by Jesus Christ? That doesn't mean He's not still working on you. We do it even with the dogs. Don't do that inside. We have a little fenced-in area for you. We don't want to use the shock collar. And we become trained. No training seems like it's fun until we are exercised and have this holiness and this peace and this righteousness and these things that God are. He's bringing you to. And one day we will be just like Him in His character. And you see it here. Again. Provision, healing, a banner. You know, He is your mark. The world will try to measure you in so many different ways, but He is our banner. Right? Everybody flies the flags and wears the stuff of their favorite team or what they're interested in and all that. But God says, I'm interested in you. Our banner, our sanctifier, our peace, our shepherd, our general, and our righteousness. Be blessed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.